Okay, good evening to everybody. The parasha, Parashat Yitro, of course, is most well known, and the highlight of the parasha, of course, is the Aseret HaDibros, the tenth and final of the Aseret HaDibros, reads as follows: Lo sachmod beis re'echa, lo sachmod eshes re'echa, va'avado va'amaso v'shoro v'chamoro v'chol asher re'echa. One shall not covet his fellow's home, shall not covet your fellow's wife, should not covet your maidservant, your ox, his donkey, or anything else that belongs to your fellow. That is the lav, the negative commandment, the tenth of the Aseret HaDibros, not to covet, as stated in Parshas Yitro. As you're all familiar, in Parshas Yitzchanan, the Torah repeats the Aseret HaDibros, and there, the tenth Dibra reads as follows: Below sachmod eshes re'echa, one should not covet his fellow's wife. And then the Torah continues, below sisade beis re'echa, sadehu va'avado ve'amoso shoro ve'chamoro v'chol asher re'echa. Not only does the Torah describe that one shall not covet his fellow's wife, but also the Torah says you shall not desire your fellow's house, you shall not desire your fellow's field, his slave, his maidservant, his ox, donkey, or anything else that belongs to your fellow. Of course, the Torah, both in Parshas Yitro and in Parshas Yitzchanan, in the 10th of the Aseret HaDibros, refers to the lav of lo sachmod, not to covet. But here in Parshas Yitzchanan, we also read of another lav, another negative commandment. It's articulated as a lo tisaveh, that you should not desire. The Rambam, in his description of these two lavim, indicates that it's not one and the same, but rather the Torahs indicate that they're two specific and two distinct negative prohibitions as articulated in the Aseret HaDibros. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos, and then the Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gzeil Vaveh, the Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, Limadita Shehamisave over Belav Echad, Vehakone Davar Shehisave, Vehefter Shehifter Bebailim over Bishnei Lav, that there's one independent Lav to be Misave, and there's a second independent Lav to be Chomed. The Misave means to desire, and to be Chomed means to covet. Now, what's the difference between those two things? So the Rambam himself describes in Halacha Tess of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gzeil Vaveda that there are two fundamentally and categorically different lavim. The lav of lo sisave comes first, and only then is it followed by lo sachmod. What does it mean, lo sisave? So the Rambam tells us in Halacha Yud, kevan shechashav bilivo, keich yikne darvezeh. Once the person thinks, contemplates, or has a plan as to how he or she will try to acquire a particular thing, v'nefata libo v'davar, and becomes obsessed with, in his heart, trying to get over that item itself, at that point one has been over the lav of lo sisave. V'entaiva ela b'lev bovad, the Rambam says that taiva, desire, is a matter of the heart. So once a person thinks, contemplates, and has an idea as to how he will go about getting something that does not belong to him, at that point he has violated the negative commandment of lo sisaveh, as the pasuk says in Parshas Veschan. The Rambam says, however, the lav of lo sachmo, to covet, is absolutely different. He says that an individual who does as follows, she yikneh hichtid olav bireim, he creates a ruse and he uses friends and anything in any way that he can to be mafzir bo shaluk chomimeno, to try to create the situation where he will be able to take the item that he desires and now covets from somebody else, that is the lav of lo sachmod. Meaning, lo sisaveh is the heart's action, the heart's thought processes of being able to come up with the item that you so desire. Lo sachmod is when you grab it, when you take that item and finally are able to manipulate a way to come up with the item itself. At that point, says the Rambam, Hariza Ober Blo Sase Shnema Lo Sachmod. To see clearly, the Rambam explains in Hilchos Gzeil Vaveda, the end of Perek Aleph, Halachas Tester Yerbeis, also clear in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Reish Samech E and Mitzvah Reish Samech Vav, that the Rambam understands that there are two independent lavet, one lav called Lo Sisave and one lav called Lo Sachmod. Lo Sisave is the thought processes, is the heart's desire to acquire the item. Lo sachmod is the ability that a person has to manipulate and to create a circumstance to be able to grab the item itself. Now, even the lav of lo sisaveh, as the Sma and Aruch HaShulchan both explain, not just that you're walking down the street and you have an idea that you really desire something, but there has to be a desire of something that's actually within hand's reach, that you could try to come up with and get, but simply just to keep it in your heart, but not to think of a plan that you're going to be able to get the item itself, halachically is not called losis ave. There needs to be a means and a vehicle to try to come up with a way to get it. But if you're just thinking about something, you really want something, and really desire something, one will not pray over and transgress the law of losis ave, or certainly not los achmod. That might be something called kina, jealousy. But when you're referring to the negative commandment of sisave and tachmod, there the law itself has to be when you come up with a plan, an idea, and you try to implement it until you take it, that's los achmod. Let's talk about the following scenario and try to see if and how the law will be transgressed. Imagine for a moment you're sitting in your home and you see your neighbor pulls up with a brand new Lamborghini, and you're incredibly impressed by it, and you are so interested in that car, and you want it, and you desire it, and you're interested in it in a very, very real way, so much so that you come up with a plan, and you go to your neighbor, and you tell him that you're willing to purchase that car for a particular price, and you press him, and you press him, until finally the neighbor says, I'm willing to sell it to you. Here's the price. Here's the car. Write me the check. Hand it over, and the deal's a deal. Will one still prohibit? Is it still prohibited? And will one still transgress the violation of los isave and los achmod if you actually pay for the item? You push the individual until he says, "Well, you know, here's the cost, and here's what it is." And finally, you purchase the item, and he gives you the item which you coveted and which you desired. The question of payment for an item which you desire and covet, if that is considered to be a violation of the law of los achmod and los isave, is subject to a basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Zeil Veaveda, the halacha we just quoted, Yaf al pi shenas lo damim rabim, even though you give this person a significant amount of money for that car, hareze over below. The Ravid argues and says, Amar Avram v'lo Ra'amar Rotsani. You only violate the transgression of Los Isave and Los Achmod is if the seller doesn't say, I'm interested in. You could have it, it's fine. The Ravid says that one would not violate the law of Los Isave.